The state of New York is on its way to having the country's first statewide watchdog charged solely with overseeing county prosecutors.
That comes after Governor Andrew Cuomo signed legislation last week that created the State Commission on Prosecutorial Conduct, an 11-member commission that some are saying may be a model for the nation.
Keith Findley is the co-founder and senior advisor for the Wisconsin Innocence Project, a group at the UW Law School that works to exonerate people wrongfully convicted of crimes. Keith, thanks for joining us.
Oh, my pleasure.
As it stands right now, outside of this new initiative in New York State, what is oversight like for prosecutors accused of wrongdoing in this country?
Well, the reality is there are several layers of oversight, but none of it is particularly effective. As a general matter, in Wisconsin, prosecutors, elected DAs, are constitutional office holders. So the primary oversight is through the ballot box. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, of course, the work of the prosecutor is not the kind of thing that voters have great insights into. And so usually any kind of problems or wrongdoing escapes the electorate's review unless it becomes really, really a headline grabber.
Probably close to an election,
yeah.
So memories don't fade.
And beyond that, prosecutors, like every other attorney in the state, is subject to regulation by the Supreme Court's board of professional responsibility board that polices ethics violations. But again, there's sort of a culture among lawyers not to report one another, and the data that we have nationwide suggests that while prosecutorial misconduct can be a serious problem, it is almost never sanctioned.
Hmm. So this commission would oversee New York's district attorneys, meaning the oversight is only as it relates to criminal cases. Is that correct?
The New York law is primarily about criminal cases. To be honest, I'm not sure if sometimes prosecutors also have some responsibilities for things like termination of parental rights, mm-hmm. child support, things like that are not technically criminal. And to the extent that prosecutors are involved in those kinds of cases, theoretically, a board like this or a commission like this could govern that as well.
So some of the details are still being ironed out with the legislation. It was signed into law, but it still needs to be implemented. But in broad strokes, if I'm someone in New York State who thinks the prosecutor in my case has acted improperly, what process is there for me under this law to bring that to the fore?
Under this law, any individual can file a complaint with this new 11-member commission, which then has the authority to engage in full investigations, including the authority to issue subpoenas, hold hearings, do a thorough investigation. And so this is the first example anywhere in the country where there is really a formalized oversight process that is designed to really provide some sort of review of the conduct of prosecutors, an office that otherwise wields massive power. And by the way, I have to make it very clear, most prosecutors are very well-intentioned, have the highest ethical standards, and do very well. But the job is a very difficult one because we ask prosecutors to simultaneously be ministers of justice whose job is to seek the truth and be fair, while at the same time asking them to be partisan advocates in an adversarial process. And so lapses are bound to happen. And yet there are virtually no real rigorous oversight mechanisms anywhere in the country, except now in New York.
And so if someone does file a complaint and there is an investigation done and the investigation finds that, in fact, there was prosecutorial misconduct, what kind of consequences might that lawyer face?
Well, the consequences can range from everything from a reprimand, a censure, to theoretically a suspension or even removal from office. Now, this commission itself cannot suspend or remove someone from office, but they can recommend to the governor that the governor do so. And New York, just as in Wisconsin, the governor has the constitutional authority to remove any prosecutor from his elected or her elected position.
And we should say that district attorneys are elected, but of course they are not the only one prosecuting cases in a county. There's no physical way they could do that. So their assistant DAs, does this also apply to them? And then I would think maybe the district attorney would have to remove them?
Yes. There are in almost every county in both New York and Wisconsin, there are elected district attorneys, but then also deputy district attorneys or sort of higher level management, and then assistant district attorneys. And the assistant district attorneys, who largely do their work without even considerable oversight by their bosses, can often be fairly young lawyers with not many years under their belt who are making serious decisions about the future of people's lives, and they would be subject to review by this commission as well.
Now, some critics of the plan say that this could lead to anyone looking to get out of a crime to file a complaint with the commission. In your experience, do you think that's something to worry about?
I doubt it. I really don't. For one thing, this commission would have no authority to overturn convictions. That has to go through the courts through the normal appellate and post-conviction review processes. The commission also has the authority to just dismiss complaints if they look frivolous or malicious. So there are enough safeguards in there. I don't see that as a real risk.
We're talking with Keith Findley right now. He's co-founder and senior advisor for the Wisconsin Innocence Project. And we're taking a look at a new initiative in New York State that creates a commission that would oversee and investigate possible cases of prosecutorial misconduct. And Keith, what oversight is there currently, if any, of prosecutors here in Wisconsin?
In Wisconsin, again, as I said, it's the ballot box, which is sort of a it can be an effective oversight mechanism, but only in the most glaring and egregious cases. It's rarely and does much good in terms of the more subtle or nuanced examples of prosecutorial misconduct.
I mean, right now there is a recall effort of a DA in Trempealeau County, but that is very unusual.
Very, very unusual. And the governor has the authority to remove any constitutional and statutory authority to remove any prosecutor from office. I don't recalled it ever happening. The most recent example where it was under serious consideration was when Governor Doyle was considering removing Winnebago. Ken Kratz,
yes.
Who was made famous for his prosecution of Stephen Avery in Making a Murderer, but he resigned before that process could get going any further. Beyond that, the only real oversight is the state bar's under the supervision of the Wisconsin Supreme Court regulation body for regulating ethics violations that applies to all lawyers across the state. And the discipline rate there is exceedingly low.
You helped to found the Wisconsin Innocence Project. It's a group whose entire purpose is to free people who were wrongly convicted of crimes. Would you advocate for something like this prosecutor watchdog commission here in Wisconsin?
I think it really is a model that the rest of the nation should pay attention to, and one that would serve us well. I don't think it's the solution all by itself. There are other things that can be done as well, including our system would be greatly helped if, for example, prosecutors were required to have written policies on charging and the rules that govern the way their assistant prosecutors handle cases. The legislature has imposed those kind of rules on police departments in various ways, but right now district attorney's offices generally don't. More data keeping could be helpful, but all those in combination with a unified oversight body that really knows what it's doing and has subpoena power and the real ability to dig deep and find what is often very much hidden misconduct could be a very good thing, not only for those people who are wrongly accused, but also for victims of crimes whose cases are being neglected or botched by prosecutors as well.
Some people listening may be thinking that this doesn't affect them if they're not touched by the criminal justice system personally, but I'm guessing there must be a cost to taxpayers when these cases are not being prosecuted correctly.
Oh, sure. There are costs associated with the other crimes that the true perpetrators go on to commit when they're not apprehended because we've apprehended the wrong person, or costs associated with crimes committed by people who are no one's ever convicted because the prosecution has not done the job correctly. There are lawsuits that can amount to multi-million dollar payouts. So then there's just trust and confidence in the criminal justice system, which is a very significant matter. And so it's in a democracy, in a free society, to have people wielding serious authority answer to some accountability source is generally a good thing in terms of enhancing our trust and confidence in the government.
This is about prosecutors, but especially in your position with the Innocence Project, I wonder what happens if someone doesn't get a good defender, if they have a public defender, for instance, that does not do the job, that is deficient in some way. Are there ways to remedy that situation?
There are doctrines in the law. There's a constitutional doctrine called ineffective assistance of counsel, which provides a remedy. If a defense lawyer provides constitutionally deficient representation, a person can try to overturn the conviction on the basis of that. There's also theoretically a system for seeking malpractice damages against incompetent attorneys. Both of those are theoretically available. Both of them are also fairly difficult to invoke. But they, especially the ineffective assistance claims, do work sometimes. But it probably greater attention paid to adequate defense counsel is also an important prescription for improving our system.
And briefly, Keith, as we wrap up, are there other ideas or proposals to oversee prosecutors that you think would be worth paying attention to?
Well, the other ideas I think would be important are the ones that I mentioned just a minute ago about in terms of requiring prosecutors to develop and publish written policies and procedures to govern the vast discretion that assistant district attorneys exercise in our criminal justice system, and requiring them to keep data on charging and sentencing recommendations and things like that, so that we have a basis for actually reviewing what it is in a systematic way, what it is that these prosecutors are doing.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us today.
Well, thank you.
That was Keith Findley, co-founder of the Wisconsin Innocence Project, with us to talk about New York's new commission to oversee prosecutors, which is a first in the country.